So, Christy, thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today is Friday, December 6th. It's 1:03 p.m. We have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So, for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Steve, as chair, you want to start? Steve, if you're.
Steve Lasky. Sorry, I was on mute.
That's okay. Thanks, Steve.
Devin Anderson.
Stephanie Nast.
David Hutchison, LaCLA.
And that is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. If you guys haven't met Christy, she's our new special districts assistant. So she's going to be helping us. You'll see emails and stuff from Christy. So, Christy, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. So let's move on. First item is going to be our public hearing. To take public comment on the 25 budget. So, can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Stephanie.
And I'll second it.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that was unanimous. We're now in the public hearing to take comment on the fiscal year 2025 budget. So I am going to stop sharing and I'll turn the time over to David from CLA and he will walk through the budget and then we'll go from there. So David.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for Ventana Ridge, our Resort Village Public Infrastructure District, we have a summary and this is basically the same as what we had discussed in the tentative budget. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions off the bat or if you wanted me to talk through anything specific here. Otherwise, I can just kind of high level go through some of the stuff. Okay. I'll just go high level then. So for general fund, we have developer advance $51,000 to cover the budgeted expenditures for the year. To also to have a balanced budget of $0. for the debt service fund, we have from the current year the almost $3 million, the $2.999 million in transfers in for the capitalized interest surplus fund, and that carries forward into the following year. So $40,000 of interest income. Paying agent fees of $4,000. And excuse me. And going to the capital projects fund, we had the $12 million of bond proceeds from the Series 2024 bonds in the current year. Bond issuance costs $554,000 million in capital outlay budgeted for the remaining portion of the year to get to the ending balance and the transfers out to the debt service fund. So we had a beginning for 2025 budgeted of $7,446,000. Additional interest income of $50,000 budgeted, and that would all be expended as capital outlay as far as the budget goes. Any questions, concerns, comments there?
No questions from me.
Okay. Just as a note, I realized I did not have the notes to the budget in our pages below here. And so I am putting those together and I will get those added to the budget and then also the cover page. I don't know if that changes anything here, Michael, with what we have to do today.
No, what we'll do is in the motion, as part of the motion, mention that we have talked about it, and those notes will be added as
Prior to
long as
filing.
in the motion. Okay, so board, on the general fund, I just wanted to remind you that we have the admin funding and reimbursement agreement. So all of those, we can, once there's money coming in, we can get the dis or get you guys as the developer, we can get those paid back to you. So that would just be part of like a requisition process that we would go through. So again, that's why we have that funding and reimbursement agreement. So any questions? David, can you remind us, were those notes contained in the tentative budget?
They were not in the tentative budget either.
Okay. Just trying to think of how we're gonna massage the motion.
Let's see. I can show you what some of it will look like. If I can get this to work right. This is a different district, but we will have this information. This is for Viridian Farms, but we will have the information, the date that the district is formed, the city. So Kane County, it's Kanab City, correct? And then the dates of when is created are approved by the lieutenant governor. And then in the sections we'll have interest income, bond proceeds for the series 2024 bonds. We'll have a section here for the developer advance and expenditures, administrative expenses. And then the information on the specifics on those bonds and if any reserves that are related there. So I don't know if that helps at all, but that's just general. It'll be general information related to those bonds and the the interest income, those things that we'll see on the financial statements and in the budget.
Hey, board, any other questions that you guys have?
No,
I do not.
Okay. All right. So, with that, what I'll need is a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Thanks, Devin.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. That is unanimous. Let's go back to the agenda. All right. So, next item up is our consent, which is the minutes from our November 26th meeting. Board, did you have a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
I do.
They
Okay.
do.
Can I get a motion to approve those?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the board meeting.
Thanks, Stephanie.
I second that.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let's go to the budget resolution. So in Utah, we're required to adopt all budgets through a resolution. So the resolution goes through, states that because this is our first year of imposing the mill levy, that we're using the governing document which governed the creation of the district. Our maximum is 6 mills. So in the resolution says we're going to adopt the budget as well as impose the 6 mills as the tax rate for all taxable property inside of the district. Any questions on the resolution?
Nope.
All right, so here's how I think we should structure the motion. So what I would suggest is we have a motion that would approve the final budget as presented and authorize the chair to sign the resolution upon his review of the notes that are going to come from CLA. That way, Steve, once we get those notes, you, and then we also have the attest from Stephanie. So once we get those, if you two will review, if you guys are comfortable with those notes and what's in there, then you guys would be authorized to sign the resolution. Devin, are you comfortable with that?
I am. Yep.
Okay. Steve, any questions? Steph, any questions?
Nope.
No, sir.
You guys good with that
Yes.
motion?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get one of you to make that motion?
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution for budget for the fiscal year of 2025, and with the understanding of once we get the notes that the chair will be able to sign off on the notes that are provided along with the resolution.
Okay.
I
We have a
second.
motion. Steve, thanks for the second. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That is unanimous. Thank you. All right, let's go back. All right, so let's talk about the annual meeting schedule. So, are there, and again, the last week of, I got to think in my head, February or March, last week in, so June, so we're talking last week of July, first couple weeks of August, last week of October, first 2 weeks of November, then December, we'll do the final budget. And then, did I say February, March? So those 5 months we'll need to have our meetings. Is there a day of the week that works the best, time of those days that work for
I'd
you
suggest the
guys?
same day and time if that works for everybody else.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So on Fridays, is that what you're saying, Steve?
Yes.
Okay.
If it works for everybody else.
That's
Yeah. Yeah.
the best option, I think.
Okay.
Available for whatever works for the two of you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Steph. So let's say on Fridays at 1 o'clock, we will have our meetings. Do you care last week, the first week, second week of the following month? I would say since on Fridays, we're going to have an issue with Thanksgiving. So I would say let's do it either the first or second week of the following months. Are you guys good with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you care first or second week?
Does not matter for me.
Okay.
I don't think it matters for me either, unless there's whole, I'm trying to think if for some reason the second week sounds better, but I have no
Sounds good
reason.
to me. So, second week of those months that I outlined, Friday at 1 o'clock. Could I get a motion to that effect? You can just say the schedule we had talked about, Steph, will work.
I make a to approve the schedule as just.
Thanks, Steph.
I second. Please.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, real quick, I'll go through the Open and Public Meetings Act training. You guys have heard it, but bear with me for a minute. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. So we have to do all of our meetings in public. They have to be open to the public. That way, the business of the district is done in front of the public. We have to post. So there's a 24-hour requirement on the Open and Public Meetings website. We also have to do an annual meeting schedule, which is what we just did. So we post that for the full year. That way, any member of the public can look up the district, see what's going on, and then they realize, okay, in 2 months, they're going to have a board meeting. We can have special meetings as well. So as needed, we can do meetings, say we're going to annex or we're going to do something else, withdraw some property. We can have any of those meetings. We just need to follow the posting requirements. We're going to need public hearings, one to adopt budgets and then potentially for other things. Those require a 7-day notice, so we'll have to do those in advance. The agendas, again, have to be posted. We have to list the time, the date, the place. On the agenda, we also put the link for the meeting, since we do it electronically. We do have the electronic meetings policy, which allows us to conduct those meetings. Again, they have to be open. That's why we put up the link. We need two of the three of you as board members in order to conduct any of the business. There is no proxy voting. So, in order for your vote to count, you have to be part of it. So, Steph, you can't have Steve vote for you, right? So, you would have to be present. The agendas have to provide a level of specificity, meaning we can't just put really generic things on the agenda. Like, we'll take the resolution for the budget. We have to list it as the budget resolution. We just can't put, some district resolution. It's got to have some specificity to it. We do have to have minutes, so we record all of the minutes, and that's required. We have, after the board meeting, we have 3 days to put those on the public notice website. Then we do draft minutes. The written minutes are technically the official minutes of the board meeting, and we approve those at the next available board meeting, once the board has had a chance to review those. And if there's edits and changes, then we bring them up at the next one. There is a chance we could go into closed sessions. There is a very narrow, restricted reasons how you can go into closed or why you can go into closed. So they would be appraisals. Say we were going to purchase some property, or the district had a reason to look at appraisals. We could go into closed. That way, we're not, giving out what we're willing to pay for something to outside people, so that they could try to outbid us. Also, because of the development company, you guys are so tied with the PID, we can go into close to talk about issues that might affect the development company. That way, nobody can get a commercial advantage, trade secrets, figure out what you guys are doing to try to undermine. We can close for that, so there's no commercial injury or competitive advantage, trade secrets, those kind of things. We also could close for any competency, character, health issues for any of the board. If we were to have employees, we could do it for employees. We'll never have employees. So, say there was an issue with the board, we could close for those things. You could close for collective bargaining. Once again, we'll never have employees. If there were any litigation or potential for litigation, we can go into closed session, talk about strategy, how we would deal with that, what our plan moving forward would be. If the district was going to provide for any security measures, whether they be like a security plan, devices, security personnel, we could go into closed session to discuss those. If there were any criminal allegations, any investigations, we could go into closed for those. Remember, we have the fraud risk policy, the ethical pledge behavior form, all of those. That's what that would apply to, is if there's any issues there. All of the closed sessions have to be recorded and minutes kept just like a regular meeting, but all of that takes place in a closed. So let's say in this board meeting, we were to have had a closed session. At our next board meeting, we would go into a closed session to deal with the minutes. So again, recordings, written minutes. The only way somebody can get access to the closed meeting is if they get a court order. And that's a really high bar. Personally, I've never heard of a judge granting access to a closed session. So again, super high bar for somebody to try to get into a closed session. That's basically it. You guys have any questions?
No.
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Okay, perfect. That will count for our 2025 training. So we do an affidavit saying that the board has had the training. So that covers us for this coming year if the outside auditors or the state auditor were to ask us for it. So, okay, that's all I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring up?
Nothing
I
from
didn't
it.
know. Nothing from me.
Oh, okay. So going forward, Steve and Stephanie, look for the notes that come. Devin, look for the notes as well. If any of you guys have any issues or questions with what David's going to send out, let's deal with those. Otherwise, if we're good, Steve, go ahead and sign, and Stephanie, you can go ahead and sign as well.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Okay. David, will you stay on after? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I
Great.
second it.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Appreciate it, you guys. Good to
All
see
right.
you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.